And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And I'm the Mighty here, 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, overlooking a busy San Diego landing in Point Loma. And we have the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide here. And wow, what a prize Dave has came with. Bearing with him.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. We've been talking all about yoursaltwaterguide.com this morning, just all the great stuff that's on there. The how-to videos, the game plan, the, you know, fishing information, where to go, what to do, how to anchor, all this great stuff. And one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a full one-year membership of full access to the website. Every level that's available, you're going to have it, a full one-year membership to yoursaltwaterguide.com. Great prize, tons of great information going to provide for you all year long. And if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Captain Dave, ask a question, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. You can also text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We've got some great texts lined up that we're going to be reading here in the second hour.
Yeah, speaking of texts, a question for Captain Dave. He didn't include his name, unfortunately, but your saltwater guide subscriber for the last year. Great info. Question regarding lobster hooping. As a new lobster fisherman, I'm concerned about navigating my boat at night and getting the rope wrapped in the prop. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, if you watch my video on how to approach your hoop net, I always, I don't care if I'm driving a 90-foot Viking or a 12-foot Wellcraft, I'm always approaching stern first. I back into every situation. That way I know exactly where the rope is at all times. If you go in there bow first, that last couple of seconds when it's the most crucial time, you lose it because of the flare of your bow and you can't see the rope. So I always back into every hoop net. Always, always, always. That way you have total control of what's going on. And I started this whole thing doing it on a 44-foot Pacifica. And I tell you, I put plenty of hoop nets in the propellers. So I'm telling you from experience, if you back in there, you hit it with your spotlight, you look at which way the rope's trailing off your buoy, and you come around and back into it so you're getting it off of the slack end of it, not driving over the rope, you're never going to get it in the propeller again. And like I tell all my guys when I take them, if you want to drive the boat and you don't back in, then you're going in the water when you wrap it in the prop. I'm not.
Yeah, because backing in, and you taught me that. I took my big boat over to Catalina, and backing in, it's... You can still do it, but it's pretty hard to wrap it. You just have a good spot on that thing, and you just have somebody in the back corner, and
the minute that they touch the rope with the gaff or your boat hook or however you're getting the hoop, the buoy on your boat, the moment they touch it, they have to let me know. I got it, and then I just tap the boat in forward for a split second just to take the reverse momentum off so that the boat's moving forward a little bit, and then you start pulling it.
And you're
keeps
good.
It from getting
And you've
rock.
Never wrapped one.
Oh, I've wrapped a ton before I started doing that.
That.
I think that's great info. I mean, that is for sure not how I would have approached it. You know, I just go with the thought of, like, I want the propeller and as far away from that thing as I can, so I'm going to go forward. But it makes 100% sense.
Especially on a bigger boat.
Yeah, that's great info.
Bigger, little, anything. On the little boat, you lose it on the flare of the bow.
No, you're absolutely right.
The flare of the bow, and you're like, you got it? No, I can't. It's too far away still. But you can't even see the buoy because you're standing there in the cockpit. And if you got eyes and glass, you can't see anything anyway. You're blind as a bat. Turn around, and all of a sudden, now you can see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Good plan for sure. Thanks for that text. It's a good question. And see what you get when you are a subscriber to yoursaltwaterguide.com.
Just
get all that info.
Little things.
So another good text here from Dan in Mission Viejo. He said, catchstat.com shows all the details on the Bisbee. The 293-pound fish won over $2 million. It was a team called Will Rise. And so if you want to know more information, that's crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Unreal. No comment.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting for sure. No question about it. Hey, Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning, Dave. How you doing, Scott? Today?
Phenomenal.
Great.
Hey, quick question for Captain Dave. I know he's an expert on the fathometer. Could you explain the difference between high chirp and low chirp and when you should be using those?
All right. Here's the deal. I am not a chirp fan myself. I know you guys that love the chirp, that's fine, but I'm going to always go
first
back.
First of all, we should explain what chirp is for those that don't know. It's a transducer-induced setting on your fathometer or your sonar,
fish finder,
whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. I like to keep it on 50 megahertz, right? Megahertz, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I like to keep it on 50 because it's a much wider beam, especially on a smaller boat. It gives me a much better picture, a much cleaner picture, and I know how to tell the difference between the fish, the hard bottom, and everything. When you get to chirp, I would run it on low instead of high because the beam's going to be wider again. But that's just, I don't know, that whole chirp thing for me. And I know there's a lot of guys that know way more about it than I do. When I get on your boat, the first thing I do is turn off the chirp and go to 50 megahertz. Because why? Because I'm an old guy and I know how to read it.
No matter what you're doing, whether you're bottom fishing or tuna fishing, you're on 50 megahertz.
Yes. Well, we can't fish. Well, now we can. They opened up that depth range to 600 feet.
Right.
I'm not going to drop two hooks down 600 feet. I'm just not going to come from the school with Ricky where we drop 20 hooks down 600 feet because I'm not going to drop two hooks down 600 feet and wind all that line up. But if you use your 50 megahertz on 300 feet of water or 350, it's going to give you a wider view of the bottom, a cleaner view. When it's on 200, it's a super narrow view, and you're going to miss a lot of. You have to run directly over that rock. You're not really going to be able to find it with the 200 because the beam is way too narrow. And Pete and I went over this, what, 5-6 years mm-hmm. ago on your boat. Yep. I showed you how it just makes all the difference in the world. For me, I believe, and I'm probably super wrong because I'm not a tech guy, but the chirp thing is more to catch people than it is to catch fish, maybe. I don't know. I don't use it that much, so I don't really know.
I don't want to say because I'm not positive about it either, but I think the idea of chirp is that it, instead of just shooting the one powered signal, you're shooting a range of, you know, instead of having the option of 50 or 200, it's shooting multiple beams of different things, which is supposed to give you better target definition. When we put the equipment on our boat, we have Simrad on our boat, we were at, like, the beginning of chirp being real popular or not, and for the same reason that Dave said, we chose to fall back to using a standard 50, 200, just because we knew what we were looking at before. I think when we upgrade the next time, we will probably go to chirp, because I think it's come far enough now that it gives you really good target detail. This was now going back 5 years ago why we made the change, and one of the things that we were looking at is like a school of bait on our meter shows up as like a red blob, like a red circle. And on the chirp at the time, that school of bait showed up like almost like you took a mechanical pencil and drew a bunch of small dashes through it. Because the definition was so much better, you were marking all the little individual fish instead of the big red blob. I think that the picture has come so far with chirp now that if I was going to redo, I would be going the chirp. But I'm just not going to profess to know because I just don't. I wish I did.
Well, since you've been on my boat, I put another transducer on. So I now have two transducers. I have a 50 and 200 dual frequency transducer, and then I have a high-low chirp transducer, one of the newer ones. And I can tell you for sure that the high-low chirp works way better than the 5200 as far as locating fish.
I believe
it's just I just leave it on high chirp when I'm offshore fishing. But like the other day we went out swordfish fishing deep drop. I have to put it on low chirp to find the bottom and find the structure and such like that on low chirp. If you're fishing below 1,000 feet,
okay,
right. But I almost always I leave it on high chirp and it gives really good definition on pretty much everything.
And is the picture, like what you see on the screen, is it similar, just better detail?
It's exactly what you're saying. Instead of a blob, it's more detailed.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly what you said. So the newer chirp is definitely the newer transducers. I forget what
transducer is,
right.
But it's like the 5400 or something like
that. We're getting close to change. I mean, we've been crazy happy with what we have, which is why we haven't done anything yet. You know, we still have Simrad Evo 2s, knock on wood. I mean, perfect, so great, everything. Yeah. But, you know, it's just getting to that time. We repowered. We put a new motor on the boat this year. We're just kind of talking about it, you know, that it's going to be time at some point, and we will probably switch to chirp when that happens. Yeah. But right now, we love what we have.
Yeah, and I will say, if you have the Evo 2, you need to upgrade to the Evo 3.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Because the Evo 3 has a better visual. I mean, the Evo 2 is fine. I mean, there's not a tremendous amount of difference other than the visual as far as the glare and the colors and such. But the biggest difference between the Evo 2 and the Evo 3 is it has built-in Wi-Fi. So you can just connect your hotspot on your phone download all the latest upgrades instead of having to put a card in. Which helps. Hey, Scott, now that we've totally confused you, did that answer any of your questions?
It got me started anyway.
And which you have a chirp transducer, obviously, on your boat, your Parker, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the Simrad Evo 3, and a lot of times I'll split screen the thing so you have high and low, one on each side, to try and give you a little bit of both worlds to see what the difference is. And I was just hoping to get an answer on what the best way to do it, but I haven't checked the megahertz. I think that will be the next step I will do to try and dial it in a little bit better.
Yeah. There's a setting on there where you can actually choose between the different settings and the different megahertz there, too. So when you put it on split screen on yours, do you notice a difference between high and low chirp?
It depends on the depth. You know, I find that the lower chirp seems to work better for giving me that bottom definition, you know, when we're out rock cod and that kind of thing.
Sure. All right. Hey, very good, Scott.
It also works good for finding the lobster spots.
The lobster spots, very important for sure. All right. Hey, nice to hear from you, Sherm. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. We're going to talk to Mo. Mo's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I got a fish report, and I need some help on these rods, these Telstars 7470XH compared to the 77OXH. What's the difference between those two rods?
Yep. So With CalStar in their numbering system, and this started years ago, when there is a 4 after the first number, that's a designation for a faster tapered rod. So back in the day, like a really popular rod was a 660, and then they also had a 6460, or they had a 665 and a 6465. So the 4 designation is a faster taper, and faster taper means how quickly the rod stops bending. So you get into the backbone a little bit faster. So the 770 series are the CalStar Graphiter rail rod series of rods. 770XH would be a standard rail rod, and 7470 would be an even faster tapered rail rod. And when the bend stops quicker, you're getting more lift on your fish when you know on the rod, because he's pulling against the backbone faster, but it's also pushing the pressure farther away from you, which makes it a little tougher to hang on to. So it's not like one is better than the other. They're just a difference. The 74 series often is a little bit tougher for the angler to hang on to, but it's also putting a little more heat on the fish.
Do you like putting heat on the fish, Dave?
Absolutely, with the boat.
Yeah, with the boat.
The boat. Okay. Rod in the rod holder.
All right.
No bend at all.
No 40 bend.
40 pounds of drag. Kill them with the 80-foot boat.
There you go. And when you say that, killing them with the 80-foot boat, you just put it in gear and
tap it in forward, then put it in neutral, wind in the slack, tap it in forward, put it in neutral, wind in the slack. That's like pumping and winding.
Right.
But I'm using two giant motors the size of your cars.
Yeah. But when you're on a sport fishing boat, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
So do you like a heavy rod?
Absolutely, and put it on the rail. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine that. I watch it now, and I'm like, remember when we were? If your rod touched the rail, the captain smacked you in the back of the head. Your rod wasn't allowed to touch the rail ever. Now everybody uses the rail. I'm way too old.
Yeah. Hey, hope that helps you out, Mo. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. We had a fun text here. A lot of people want to know about lobster fishing, Dave. This is from Cliff in Blossom Valley. He wants to know, is there any lobster fishing information on San Diego Bay or San Diego area on your website?
Absolutely. We have a full I have all the lobster spots. I have a video about lobster spots.
You do?
Yeah, and it's all tells you where to fish. And then on the game plans every Thursday, I go over weather patterns and tidal movement inside the bays and tell you where I would go if I was with you on your boat. And we cover everywhere. San Diego Bay, Mission Bay, Oceanside Harbor, Dana Point back in the day when you used to be able to fish out of Dana Point. We cover that harbor up in Huntington Beach, all the way up and down the coast, Catalina. Everywhere that you're allowed to fish, I cover in Southern California, if that answers your question.
Okay, very good. Hey, Arnie's on the line, our good buddy Arnie, who went on our two-day Let's Talk Hookup Liberty trip out of Fisherman's Landing last week. Good morning, Arnie.
What's up, Arnie?
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, and the craziest wild man seminar speaker in the world, Dave Hansen.
Thanks, Arnie.
The only guy that needs to have the seminars approved by OSHA for everybody's safety, of course. But good morning, everybody. Yes, I got to go on the Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu trip. Got to host that for you guys. It was a great trip. We had 26 happy anglers that showed up on Sunday. And this, when we left, Taro decided to set a trank and a shot at the Tanner. We decided to go 140 miles south down the line. And we're looking for yellowfin, yellowtail, and Dorado. It took the run. We got on the grounds after sunrise. And the first few stops were for small yellowtail, which kind of woke everybody up and got the rust off everybody. And about mid-morning, we already started hitting our quarry, the yellowfin tuna. We were hitting jig stops, and we're picking off some fish every stop. And we did that pretty much for most of the rest of the day. It's kind of like one of those wash, rinse, repeat kind of things. And we had really good fishing. The weather was awesome for our two-day trip. And the next day, we moved a little closer to home and started off again. And this time, we were finding yellowfin. We're finding a lot more bonito and skippies on that trip. We finished the trip with 156 yellowfin tuna, 30 yellowtail, 24 skipjack, and one lone Dorado.
Nice. Great trip. Sounds excellent.
Oh, yeah. It was a great trip. It was really neat to see. It's been a couple of years since I hosted one of these, and I saw familiar faces on this trip, which really kind of blew me away. A big thanks to Captain Taro, his crew, Ryan, Anthony, Paul, Taylor, and, of course, Sarah. This has been like my sixth time I've been on the Liberty, and it's the first time I had Sarah cooking. I tell you what, she did an awesome job. She kept us well-fed and happy, and she's an awesome person. Not afraid to jump on the deck and help out when needed. And it was a really good trip. Everybody enjoyed themselves very much. And a big thank you also to AFCO, Gamakatsu, and Let's Talk Hookup for all the nice giveaways for everybody. And so, yeah, this was a great trip, and I would be happy to do this again sometime down the road. We had fun.
That's cool, Artie.
Yeah,
nice job.
People have been asking me, have you got those trips booked for September, October next year? Not yet, but we'll work on Carl and Doug over at Fisherman's Landing and see if we can get those on the schedule for next year, because they certainly are very, very popular trip, those two-day Gamakatsu sponsored Let's Talk Hookup trips. And Arnie, thanks for doing a great job there. You know what sounds so much fun is old-fashioned style jig stops on
thing.
Yellowfin tuna, you know? I mean, how many years has it been since we've had that?
I just like hearing
right?
the clickers go off, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And putting it in the water
totally.
On the slide.
That sounds super fun, Arnie. I'm glad you had such a good trip.
All right, Arnie. Thanks for the great report, and thanks for being such a great representative of Let's Talk Hookup. We sure appreciate your support.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Arnie. All right, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're getting packed up again. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Carl. Carl is calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, Carl? Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning. I got two questions, one for Dave and one for you, Rick. What time does the next the fix, what's the hours of the day at the dock? Because I got some guys at work that want to bring their kids. And then for Dave, I have been trying to get on your saltwater guide. I have a Galaxy 20 phone. I don't have a smartphone. Do you need a smartphone to get your guide, your thing?
You got to have some ability
to
get on the
internet
right?
access. Yeah.
If you got internet access, you should be able to get on there. Yoursaltwaterguide.com.
If you have Google on your phone, if you have an Android phone, just type it in Google on the Google search there, yoursaltwaterguide.com. It'll come right up.
That's it.
Yeah. And then as far as hours for Tackle Day on Saturday, November 6th?
Well, the official event hours are 9 to 3, but as we always say, they really start at 7 because we'll be doing a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup, which we very much welcome everybody to come down, participate in Let's Talk Hookup. We're giving away a killer prize, a brand new pair of Maui Jims.
The Equator. This is
the brand new ones.
Brand new pair, we're going to hand it right to you if you're the winner, too.
So so I if you're asking me, I say it starts at 7. But in terms of the official event hours, it's from 9 to 3. But come down at 7 o'clock and join us. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Hang out in the fun. We have a taco truck that's always there every year that makes great lunch. And in the morning, they're cooking up breakfast burritos. Yeah, come down early and hang out with us.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And let me ask you this, Rick. We talked about some of the great sales on Gamakatsu, Sea Falcon, the incredible deal on Seaguar fluorocarbon, right? But CalStar rods have been very, very difficult to get. Are they going to be on sale?
They are.
They absolutely
are. Like I said, this is a one-day-a-year sale. It's from 9 to 3. It's the only time we do it. And same deal. The smart business move is to not, because just like you said, when we sell every CalStar, the second we get it, we could sell them for more than regular price, which we don't do. But you certainly could do that in this climate. But not only will we have them, but they will be on sale for Tackle Day.
Speaking of selling them more than what you can do, Mark Wheeler stopped by my house with his brand new full-size Bronco yesterday.
Oh, no way.
Oh, what a car. I got to drive it.
Oh, yeah.
How is it?
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'll bet.
It's incredibly quiet, too, for an off-road style vehicle. He had the hardtop model, but if you want one, you better put an order in because you got to wait for a couple years.
He must really know somebody up at Ford to be able to get one of those.
He must know somebody, go by and see him at Encinitas Ford or any of the San Diego County Ford dealers and check that new full-size Bronco, if they have one.
I want to ride wheels. I'm letting it be known right now.
It's a pretty cool. Yeah, Ford is coming out with some amazing product here, like the new all-electric 150, the Lightning.
Yeah,
that's coming out here.
And the Maverick.
And the all-electric Mustang.
Yeah, right.
They're amazing. We're so proud to be representing Ford here on Let's Talk Hookup, no question.
That's it, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more for you, a lot more with Captain Dave. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, cedrosislandfishingcharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like California Flyer, Fishworks, Owner, and Iser. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning, talking all kinds of great fishing, talking all kinds of fun. Want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available now at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Great text here for Captain Dave via our Stock Hookup app. You can text the show, and it's free. It's only a one-way system. Mind you, we can't reply to you, but we appreciate all the texts, including this one from Greg in Huntington Beach. I know calico fishing is near and dear to your heart. What's the biggest calico you've caught?
The biggest calico Ooh. I caught was 11 and a half pounds. Wow. On a live mackerel back in the early 80s. We were fishing San Clemente Island. Back then, there was none of this high-tech equipment. There was no braided line. We were using 6-0s filled with 80-pound mono and tie a 6-0 mustad hook on there and cast that mackerel into the rocks. And that's how we caught back in the day. We would fish calico bass. That's the only reason we went to Clemente back in the day, was just to fish calicos.
Fish calico bass.
And it was really, really fun back then. There wasn't the phenomenal amount of sea lions that there are now, so you could fish mackerel tight on the beaches up and down the front side of Clemente. And like you just said, calico bass is near and dear to my heart. I was just talking to Pete and Rick. The thing, my wife, Kelly, loves to fish, and her favorite fish to fish for is calico bass anchored up on the edges of the kelp in South Laguna or North San Clemente, and fishing a boiler rock or fishing anywhere along the kelp where she can fly line an anchovy or a sardine into the kelp and catch calicos. Kelly girl loves to fish calicos. She misses that more than anything. Yeah, she gets to catch rooster fish and wahoo and marlin and cabo and all that fun stuff, but she wants to come back to California and calico bass.
I can't blame her on that.
More than anything.
Where's your favorite place to fish calicos?
South Laguna. It's a place called Heroines. I'm sure Todd Manser's told you about it before. It's really gnarly boiler rocks right up on the beach just above the Ritz-Carlton. There's some beautiful rocks right there, and the calico bass fishing is absolutely phenomenal on the incoming tide when the tide's coming in and your boat's laying straight into those boiler rocks and you're fishing with big sardines. It's just, there's nothing better on the planet. It's my favorite fishing. You don't have to stare in the gyros all day. You don't have to burn thousands of dollars of fuel, and you get to catch fish, and you're 5 minutes from the dock. It's pretty spectacular.
I want to go do that right now. That sounds so much fun, doesn't it?
It is.
Calico fishing is pretty special.
Oh, it's my it's my favorite.
Yeah.
By far. Yeah. I'd rather do that.
So what's your favorite method? Sour sardine, live sardine?
I like to bait fish. Yeah. I'm a bait fisher.
Fly line sardine. And
fly line sardine or live mackerel.
Okay.
And have a bunch of anchovies for chum.
Okay.
That would be the best case scenario.
If you could draw perfect.
A bait tank full of pinheads. If I had a bait tank full of pinhead anchovies, remember those? We haven't seen those in forever. The ones when you scoop them up, they all get stuck in the net.
Yeah.
A tank full of those and a half a tank of sardines and maybe 15 or 20 big mackerel. for bait when those bigger fish start coming up. There you go. Best case scenario. Kelly girl and I anchored up in the edge of the kelp, sun shining, wailing on big calicos.
Year round?
Better. Year round. It doesn't matter. If you got anchovies for chum, you can make them bite no matter what.
Now, on saltwaterguide.com, do you give calico tips?
Oh, tons of them.
Do you?
There's lots and lots of good videos about calico bass fishing and fly lining, and there's really fun videos. Go to my YouTube channel, too. Gang, I am super social media active. I got a YouTube channel, a TikTok channel, an Instagram channel. It's all yoursaltwaterguide.com, and you can watch. On Instagram, I got probably 450 real videos. On TikTok, I got 600 videos. On my YouTube channel, I have 350 videos. My website, I got 400 some videos. If you don't see me, you probably aren't fishing. You're probably thinking about it, but
you're not all over the place.
You're not really fishing. I'm all over the place. Social media is my friend.
All right. So. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. They're packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, still time to talk to Dave and get your shot at winning full access to the Your Saltwater Guide website. Our phone number is 213-432-1090. We're going to now talk to Tom. He's called us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. How are you guys today?
Hi, Tom. Oh,
wow. What a bummer. All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Chuck. Chuck's got us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Dave, good to hear your sunny voice again, although you can hear it kind of everywhere nowadays.
Thanks, Chuck.
You know, I really want to thank all you guys for what you do, you know, in terms of getting information out there, connecting the community. And even though I don't always agree with a lot of the stances and things that people take or that are proposed on the show, it's so important for us to all remember that we all want the same thing. We want a healthy environment. We want a healthy livestock. We want to be able to fish and get out and enjoy the outdoors and kind of put aside some of those maybe preconceptions or hard-headedness and work together to get all that going. And that's about all I had to take on today.
Right. Thanks, Chuck.
Well said, Chuck.
Yeah, and appreciate the call this morning. Doug from Claremont had also some nice things. I mean, gotta read nice things to say when we have nice things to say about Captain Dave.
There's so many nice things about Dave.
Thank you, Captain Dave, for showing me and putting me on the fish all the time. I've learned so much watching your videos. Now I make all my friends go fishing with me, sign up, and learn that I have. It makes fishing trips run smoothly because everyone has a great knowledge. Thanks again, and that's, again, Doug.
Thanks, Doug, again, buddy. Thank you very, very much.
Very nice. So what can people learn on yoursaltwaterguide.com?
Pretty much everything, from how to drop your anchor, how to pull your anchor, how to tie. But one of the most watched videos on the website is how to tie up your boat. Because no one really taught anybody how to tie up their boat. That video gets watched so much.
Really?
How to tie up your boat.
So how do you tie up your boat?
Very well, thank you.
No.
I had to do it.
You had to go for it.
But no, it's just the way that you wrap it around the cleat, the proper way you wrap it around the cleat. So how many times have you gone up to your boat and you cannot get it to come off the cleat because you back wrapped it? You didn't wrap it the proper way. There's two ways to tie up your boat, the wrong way and the right way. That's it. There's no middle ground. There's only two ways, and you got to go around the cleat the right way, depending on which way the boat's pointing, and then you lock it off the right way so that when you go to untie the boat, it should come off super easy with your index finger and your thumb is the only two fingers you should need. If you have to wrench on it to untie it, then you didn't tie it up right. That's just...
And you show people how to do it right.
I make a really cool video. It's slow. And then we just go over it, and I tie it like five. I think I tie it five times in a row, nice and slow and easy, just to show you exactly how to do it. So that you, because it's important, man. You tie up your boat and go up to have a cocktail or go to the restaurant to have lunch, and you come back and your boat's floating in the marina. You're bummed.
That didn't do anybody any
good. No, you're bummed. Or when you go to let your people on the boat and they start to load on the boat and the boat unties itself, it starts to drift away and your people fall in the water. That ain't cool.
That's not good either.
No, so, that's not good.
Yeah, but anything you can think of. And also, I have personal forums on there, and I also have a forums where everybody can get involved, and it doesn't cost any money. You can go on there and just talk and ask any question you want. And if I can't figure out an answer to print or type, or because I don't know how to spell anyway, so normally I'll just make you a video. I just make people videos to show you exactly what your question is you're asking for, and I just make a video. And as you all know, anybody that knows me knows I love to talk, so
yeah.
I'll be more than happy to talk.
The other ones that I think are so cool, and Pete, you've talked about it several times before, is people have so many questions about stuff that's still relatively new to us, and kite fishing is a big one of those, and how to set up the kite, and if you're going to attach a balloon, it's plenty easy to say, oh, you put a balloon on the kite, and the way you go, well, it's not just that. Like, if you've never been taught, how do you know? And, you know, you can sit and watch a step-by-step thing of how you blow the balloon up and how you attach it and how you tie it and where you tie it and what you do. And it's just all of those questions that we have about fishing. There's a resource to go and watch it happen.
And Captain Dave's method that I learned on yoursaltwaterguide.com for attaching a balloon to a kite is so easy.
It's pretty simple, huh?
Yeah, just ribbon and duct tape.
And duct tape. And it comes out so easy. And we break it down real slow. And I don't have all the technical things, and I don't know the molecule level of the balloon and how it was produced and all those numbers that are going to confuse you. I break it down super simple the way I would understand it, because I'm a pretty simple-minded person, and that's how I explain it to you. So there's just not a lot of extra words in there. I'm just showing you exactly how to do anything and everything you could possibly. If you have a private boat and you're not a member, I don't know why, because I only charge $4.99.
You got to have YourSaltWaterGuide.com and FishDope.com.
You have to have FishDope.
Because you don't compete. It's two completely different things,
right? No, we work
together.
Yeah. I work with Jason and Ollie and Danny all the time.
FishDope is fishing reports. Your Saltwater Guide teaches you
the method, where to and how to.
Everything. Yeah.
Right, and I'm just trying to help. All I'm trying to do is help you. And I'm not, like I keep trying to tell everybody, I'm not looking for a house payment on your membership. It's $4.99 a month. You have no problem walking into Rick's Tackle Store and spending $25 on a lure you have no idea how to use. You have no... You see it every day. They come in and they buy lures, and then they ask you, hey, what do I do with this thing?
That's where all of us are at,
right?
Nobody knows the answer until you do, and this is a great opportunity. And it's just extending your bag of tricks. You should still ask the guy in the tackle shop. You should still ask the crew member. You should still ask your buddy that does it before, and you should have a membership to the website. There's just any person that doesn't gain every bit of info before they can you're always leaving something on the table. For $5 a month, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I mean, somebody's going to win a full access membership here this morning, too.
If you pick off one thing that makes a difference for it, it's $5.
Yeah.
Like you said, the balloon thing. Like,
yeah.
You may have known, 399 of the other things that are on the website, but if you pick up one killer one, then why wouldn't you?
So well, I can tell you,
worth it all day.
The method I was using before was good, but this is way better.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
That's part of the $4.99. That isn't even an upgrade. The whole kite thing, that's all part of the $4.99 video series.
That's cool. Well, hey, we're going to get back into the phones. Before we do, I want to remind you, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom other fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives from military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more and get the Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Processing. I was just over there picking up our fish from the Shogun trip, and they had a beautiful display of those Fish Pro series knives in the showroom there at Fisherman's Processing.
Those knives are so awesome.
They're killer.
You know what my favorite knife is? Is the Raymond, the 6-inch.
Okay.
I love that. And you know what I use mostly for? Just chopping vegetables.
I believe it.
It's like a great... It's really a nice knife.
It's a unique shape if you're just used to seeing, a Forstner all the time. It's a very kind of oblong, mm-hmm. Blade. And it's very comfortable, and it's short. It's very easy to deal with. That's a cool knife.
Yeah, it's a great knife, and it stays sharp.
That's the beauty of the Anza.
Now, I hate to keep doing this, but I know. Dave, I don't know what it is. John in La Mesa writes, I've learned so much from Dave. I've broken lifelong habits and instantly got results. I'm always the hot stick on our groups now. Great fun videos. I wish I've learned this stuff long ago. Got my biggest calico using his advice.
Well, thank you very much.
So, and that brings me up to this point. It's not just if you have your own boat, you're a saltwater guy.
Oh, no.
Because you grew up fishing on sport boats.
Yeah, my dad's been in the sport fishing industry since the 40s. We grew up running sport boats. That was the thing. If Anybody can go catch fish for one or two people. Go catch fish for 80 people day in and day out, three trips a day or that's whatever. I mean, that's when you
like
learn.
Like Captain Brian Woolley, man, that's a tough job.
That's when you learn how to fish. That's when you learn how to read conditions and your people. It's super important to read the people and understand how to talk to them so that they'll actually participate in the act of fishing the proper way. Yeah. There's a whole science to talking to people. No. I think I got it. I don't know. Maybe not. But
yeah, I think so.
I think I got it.
I think you learned from your dad. Learned well from your dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Jim in National City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. Dave, years ago I saw you speak at the Valley High. You and your wonderful wife were there. I don't know. It had to be 5 years ago, maybe longer. I'm not sure, but what an excellent speaker you are and very informative. The only thing I would say is, like, for a speaking engagement like at the Valley High, you might want to ask the younger children to leave the room before you start your speech, because I'll tell you something, Dave, you don't hold anything back. And
I really appreciate.
Oh, I know you are, Dave. I'm just kidding you. And I really enjoyed your talking and your seminars also at the Day at the Docks. They're just excellent. But what I wanted to call about was what is this adventure you have with this new boss? This 80-foot boat you're building, what is going on there, Dave?
All right. Well, my boss is very into boats. He loves to collect boats. He has lots and lots of boats. I think right now we have 9 from 33 feet to 280 feet. And so he's gotten very, very into this whole Cabo San Luis. He has a beautiful home down there in Cabo, and we had the 65-foot Viking in Cabo. But now he really has gotten into the whole being out on the boat, fishing, diving, snorkeling and stuff. And he wants to spend more time out on the water on the boat. So the 65 just wasn't working anymore. He needs more comfortability. So we are in the process. We start pouring the mold at the Viking factory on November 2nd. The fiberglass starts to go into the mold, and we're building a brand new 80-foot Viking that will be splashed into the water next October and will be in Cabo San Lucas by December.
Ooh, how cool, man.
We're driving it there. We're driving it all the way to Cabo from Florida.
Oh, cool. Through the canal?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Like a cool trip.
Yeah, we might fish a little on the way, too.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Maybe. But, yeah, it's pretty special. He's a pretty special human being, and he loves me.
Sounds like a great job.
I get to design the boat. I've never designed a boat, so I'm in Pete Grosbeck's ear every other day because I don't really – I'd love to think that I know, but I don't know how to design a Viking yacht.
Yeah.
So Pete's helping me a lot, and we'll see how it comes out.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
cool.
We'll see how it comes out, and whatever's wrong, we'll blame it on Pete.
So happy for you that you've got this great career.
Yeah.
And it's well-deserved, too.
At this point, I'm assuming that Grosbeck has, like, a little condo in the Viking factory somewhere. You know?
Yeah,
sounds like he's building a new boat every other week, so I'm assuming he's got a little spot. You can just stay at his loft or something.
Absolutely. Every time I say, hey, I want to have what Pete has. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we got the design right over here. This is what Pete has. Yeah, they know Pete very well there.
Hey, nice to hear from you, Jim. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Mike from San Clemente has a question on how come ground fish at times seem to bite better while fishing on the clicker, sand bass, sheephead, halibut, etc. Everything bites better in the rod holder and the clicker, right?
Yeah, because I believe it's because you're more patient. You stop moving the bait. There's no movement of the bait. It's just sitting there, laying there. You're not jerking it up and down. You're not dragging it through the bottom. It's just sitting there. It looks natural. It's sitting in the current. You're taking care of some other stuff, and then all of a sudden the fish decides it's time to – he wants to get on the boat with you, and he grabs that bait and starts pulling off the clicker. That may be, but – clicker fishing, for me, that's not the way. I like to hold the pole. I want it in my hand. I want to feel the bite. That whole clicker thing, that I don't want to do that.
Do it for
but,
you.
But
it
patience.
Works.
It proves that patience is necessary when you're catching some certain types
of
fish, right?
Absolutely, which I have none of.
Yeah.
So I need instant gratification.
So like when you're fly lining a sardine for a calico bass, how long do you fish that bait?
If I really believe in the bait, 30 seconds.
Okay.
If I really believe in the bait. Yeah. But it's normally seconds. It hits the water. If it's not reacting the way I want it to, if it's not pulling line off the spool, if it's not swimming in the direction that I want it to go, to where the fish are, like boiler rock fishing, Ricky, you know, or Pete, that bait, he swims into that port of that rock, you know he's going to, he's going to die. But if you cast him out there and he swims right back to the boat, I call that a chicken. He's a chicken. He's scared. Get your butt back out. I'll cast him a second time, maybe. If he swam back to the boat really fast, I'll cast him to the back side of the rock so he has to swim by the spot as he's coming back to the boat for safety. But 30 seconds, that's a long time in the water for a bait for me. And I don't care if I'm tuna fishing or calico bass fishing. That bait doesn't have much of a chance on my line. That's why I say you got to have a big bait tank with lots of bait if you're going to fish live bait.
And how do you hook your bait?
If I'm fishing the sardine, there's only two ways. Nose hook them or hook them in the butt. I'm not hooking them in the back. And then anchovy collar hooking. And a mackerel, I'm hooking them in the butt every single time. Okay. Anal hooking them. And all those are available videos on my website to show you exactly how to hook the bait. Yeah. And I explained to you the reason why. When you hook them in the butt and you throw them out there, you can actually drive them by pulling on your line. You can pull, like, to the left or to the right, and he'll swim the opposite direction.
Talking about mackerel.
Yeah, our sardine.
Our sardine.
You can make them swim into the rock, swim into the zone where you want them to go, or swim into the foamer if you're fishing bluefin. You cast that mackerel. And I do it a different way in Cabo when I'm fishing marlin. I'll hook them in the butt also, and I'll cast them out, and I'll jerk on them, make them swim right into that marlin's mouth. It works flawless when you can drive your bait. When you hook them in the nose, when you pull on it, guess where? He swims right back at you because you're pulling on it.
And you show this method on your
On my website,
guide, on the
yep.
video.
All the videos.
There's 400 videos. How do you find that video?
There's a search. Whatever you want to find.
So what would you search? If you want to see hooking a mackerel, how would you search?
Hooking a mackerel. I'd put ing a mackerel.
Hooking a mackerel.
And it would come right up.
Okay.
And then you can go to my YouTube channel and get a piece of that. You can go to my TikTok channel, get a piece of that. I have pieces of all my videos all over social media, and it's all just a big funnel to drive you back to my pay site so you can spend your whole $4.99.
One more quick question. How long are you going to fish that spot? If you're not getting the results, your desire, how long are you going to sit there?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
If I haven't got a bite in 15 minutes, they're not biting there.
You're out.
I got to go. And it's probably conditions. Mm-hmm. It's probably conditions. There's probably no current. There's probably no tidal movement. If you're fishing boiler rocks, it's all about the tide. And you're fishing kelp, it's all about the current. And all this stuff, everything I'm talking about, every question you ask me, there's a video about it.
There's a video.
And I show you what current looks like and what the kelp's doing and how to read the current. And a lot of times there's no kelp.
How to fish a boiler rock.
How to fish a boiler rock. And plus, with all the lobster, except in Dana Point, because we don't get to fish there anymore, but in other areas where we still can fish, you got all the lobster buoys. You can see the current coming off of them. You can see which way the current's flowing.
You can see where the stones are.
Also, like I say on my video, here's a really cool thing. All the spots are marked right now.
Everyone.
Every single spot, because the beginning of lobster season, they haven't started to pull their gear out of the water. It's just started. Every single spot, every hard bottom, every rock has got one or two or three or four or five or six lobster traps on it. And no better way to fill up your GPS.
Yeah, no kidding.
Go out there and just drive around one day with the family and kids. Go look for dolphins or whales. And every time you go by a lobster trap, mark that on your GPS.
There you go.
Because
it won't be there after March.
Right. Well, yeah. It probably won't be there much after Christmas. They start to pull them out January, and it's over.
Yeah.
That's good info there. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got their full access to yoursaltwaterguide.com. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, big winner of the full access to the website, Your Saltwater Guide, for a full year. Congratulations. The big winner is Mo in Vista. Mo, congratulations. Lots of great stuff on YourSaltwaterGuide.com.
Yeah, you're going to be a happy guy having access to Your Saltwater Guide for sure. And you want to say hi to your biggest fan?
Hey, Jenny. Thank you for that text message. I hope that I'm going to be there for you guys so you can come and sit and watch and laugh like you do every year there. I want to be there for you, Jenny Hall. Hopefully I see you at the show.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, if you want to see Dave, there's plenty of them at YourSaltwaterGuide.com, right?
YourSaltwaterGuide.com, Instagram, YourSaltwaterGuide.com, Facebook, YourSaltwaterGuide.com, TikTok, YourSaltwaterGuide.com, YouTube, YourSaltwaterGuide.com. If you don't see me, you're probably not fishing your wishes.
Yeah, and again, it's $4.99 a month.
$4.99 a month.
And you get 14 days for free right now.
Right, if you go over there and check it out, yeah, we're going to ask you for your credit card number, but don't get excited. Just relax. We're not going to charge your card for 14 days, and you can opt out of it, but I promise if you're into fishing like I am, you'll stay in there for a while.
Thanks, Dave. JP, thanks very much for manning the phones, and of course, Adam for manning the app. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking about this event called Tackle Day, of course, a lot more tackle. And then next Sunday, fresh back from the Baja, Gary Graham, Baja fishing legend, is going to be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Fighter 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup.